Good morning, everybody, and a happy Monday to you. It's Monday, June 13th, 2022. My name's Larry Jacobs, and this is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio as I shut down the music. Okay, hope you had a good weekend. And this is one of three shows we're going to do this week, and then I'm taking a few days off or heading up to, now that we can finally break the border into Canada for a couple of days to New Brunswick. So I'm going to enjoy these three shows we have. Today we've got the, thanks to my good friends over at the STEM Careers Coalition, which is part of Discovery Education, we have the director of the PepsiCo Foundation, okay, over at PepsiCo, Charlene Denizard. She's going to be here. We're going to talk about all the work that they do, okay, in education and why they do it, all right? So it's going to be really good. And, you know, I love it when corporations step into the world of education. That's what we need. We need resources. We need dollars. And remember, the purpose of the education, all right, is to create a workforce for the future. And obviously, we all need that. So we'll be talking to Charlene, and we'll be talking to Rachel Scheffler from Discovery in just a couple of minutes. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. That is our home website for the American Consortium for Equity in Education, our magazine, Equity in Access Pre-K-12, is over there. Just click on the cover. You'll enjoy it. Everything we're doing in terms of teacher retention and teacher happiness, we want teachers to stay. Okay, we love you all. Okay, and it's been so tough. So please check out what we're doing at teacher-retention.com. It's all linked at ace-ed. Okay, our awards program, 27 categories for excellence in equity. I hope every teacher, every school district, every company that listens to the show goes over there and checks out the 27 categories. You can nominate yourself, etc. And also check out, which is so important these days, our website about social emotional learning, which is called SEL Today. Again, everything's linked at ace-ed.org. And enough of me blabbing. Let's go over. I'll introduce my friend Rachel. This is spinning here. There we go. Rachel, good morning. It's Larry.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear yours, too, from this end. How's everything?
Everything is great. We are just about rounding out the end of the school year for many.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's an exciting time of the year for our teachers.
It is indeed. And I'm sure, Charlene, that PepsiCo Foundation gives everybody 3 months off for the summer so you can go home and harvest. Would that be correct, Charlene?
How did you know?
I thought so. Well, you've made
you
all
wish,
the Pepsi
yeah.
for the picnics. You made the Pepsi for the picnics, so now you can all go home and relax and go harvest. Okay. And by the way,
yeah,
Charlene,
well,
director of the PepsiCo Foundation, you have a great name, Charlene. Rachel, Charlene Denizard. She should move to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great name.
Well, thank you. I have my really my parents to thank for that. But thank you for
they
the
did good. Tell them. Larry says they did good. That's a beautiful name, Charlene Denizard. Actually, you should move to France and get into French cinema. That would be really good. Perfect.
Yeah, well, you know, actually my name is Haitian, which is a whole other podcast, so we could go into that.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
It's my last name is actually, it's French, but via Haiti. Yeah.
Via Haiti?
Yeah.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Right?
We can do another podcast on that,
cool.
Larry.
That is, now that up next. All right, let's bag this. No, we're going to talk about STEM careers today. Okay.
Excellent.
Rachel is the senior director over at Discovery Education of the STEM Careers Coalition, which is basically corporate and community partnerships. Rachel, just tell everybody about that before
yeah,
we get into the
so
PepsiCo
we,
stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, we can surely tee this up. So I know many teachers that are on the line today have listened in a few times to this, but we are very proud of an initiative over at Discovery Ed that Larry teed up for us that it's really about an initiative that focuses on bringing STEM resources and career and workforce development resources to schools. And in particularly, our partners are investing in bringing those resources to our most systematically disadvantaged school communities so that we're able to really give all kids you know, a fair and equal start in life and really give them opportunity to understand, you know, what's out there post-high school experiences.
Bless your sweethearts for doing that. I'll tell you, it's really so important. And there's something else, although it obviously helps the schools and the kids, it also helps industry. Because the more industry gets involved and understands education, the better workforce they will have in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's obvious. Okay? So I just have to say that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct to Port-au-Prince, Charlene. Okay? Charlie, where is the PepsiCo? Where are you guys located? Where are you?
So our world headquarters is in Purchase, New York. So I'm taking this call from my home in New York City, but we are based in Westchester County, New York.
Okay,
but
cool.
we are a global foundation. So we don't just do. I happen to be head of the philanthropic programs throughout North America, but we are certainly global in our scope.
Well, I know you are. Okay, and by the way, True confessions, this is true. I'm not just saying this. I always liked Pepsi better than Coke.
Oh, I knew I liked you, Larry. Yeah.
That's true.
I did too.
Most people
won't
admit that, but it's true. Okay?
Yeah. Well, we're fortunate to have a very broad portfolio of products as well beyond just
I know
drink,
that.
So.
I know that. But let's focus on the soda. Yeah, it's really good. Okay? That's all I have to say. And it is called PepsiCo Foundation. Okay, so
So
we have to focus on the Pepsi. Okay, but that's true though. I really did. Okay, so now, Charlene, how'd you find out about the STEM Careers Coalition? And just talk to me why you joined in.
Yeah, great question. So, back things up a couple of years ago, PepsiCo made a significant commitment to racial equality. So we have a $570 million commitment. We call our racial equality journey. And within that is housed a community pillar, which I am very fortunate to lead. And so within that platform that we have within the foundation, we have a few pillars. One is supporting small businesses. And, you know, all this is focused around, I should say, economic opportunity. Helping to build economic opportunity for Black and Hispanic Americans, helping them build generational wealth. And so each one of the pillars we have, the three pillars we have, are aimed at doing that. So one is helping small businesses with access to capital and business coaching. It's helping in skill building with some of our Black nonprofit leaders who are out there doing the really hard work in communities. And the third one is our education pillar. And so we started a couple of years ago a commitment to two community college scholarship programs. One is for incoming students into community colleges, and one is for outgoing community college students. And while that was really wonderful to have that program, we know that in order to get students into college, to have them be exposed to and supported in pursuing careers that really build generational wealth, like STEM careers, we needed to do more support in K-12. I know this personally from my own background because I happen to be I have a mechanical engineering degree as my undergraduate, and I certainly know, you know, I kind of understood, you know, I wasn't a Black or Hispanic American, but I was a woman in a field that was very unusually very unusual for a woman to be in. There were 100.
I'm very impressed.
And 100 students in my engineering class, and there were only 4 women. And by the way, none of those women were of color. So I know there's.
By the way, where'd you go? I'm just curious. Where'd you go for engineering?
Northeastern University. Yeah. So
in Boston.
You know,
in Boston.
Right.
Oh, I'll be damned. Okay.
Yeah. So even
I'm
then,
Maine,
you know,
that's why I'm acting like that. Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, New Englander, common New Englander.
Yeah.
But
yeah. New England.
You know, we need to do more in high school. So I kind of think about, you know, how did I actually get there? It was, you know, through encouragement with my parents as well. But, you know, shout out to your audience, the teachers. You know, I had a couple of teachers who, when I was kind of digging around about what I wanted to do, said, oh, they weren't just, you know, fine, we'll write you a recommendation. They were overly enthusiastic. What can we do? Let's help you think about which school would be right for you. And they completely supported me in that. And if I didn't just, you know, I didn't show up on campus saying, what do I major in? That decision was made before that. So we need exposure for students. We need the encouragement of the
Good
educators.
Point.
We need the educators to have the access to the curricula. So there's a real sort of burning platform for us. If we wanted to see success in our college scholarship program, we needed to be encouraging earlier than that.
Wow, that's cool. Where'd you go to high school? I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm a public school kid. So, again, kind of identifying with probably what the majority of your audience. In a small town called Wrentham, Massachusetts, King Philip High School. It was a regional
school. Yes, I know that place. Yeah.
Yeah.
We lived in Boston
for
years. I know that area. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Yeah, so, I mean, I think I was not at a fancy school. I wasn't, you know, in any sort of, I didn't go to Bronx Science. You know, I didn't go to one of these fancy math schools or anything. So, you know, again, just having the exposure and the encouragement at home and in high school really kind of led me where I am. So I know I'm a philanthropist now, but all of it was a journey.
You are. You are.
And
All right, all easy. I love what you're doing, but I'm just going to position it like this. Easy words to say. I know PepsiCo, the foundation, cares, you know, as we all do, about making opportunity available to all these kids. How are you doing that? What are you doing? And I'm so glad you joined up with Discovery and the STEM Careers Coalition. How are you doing? What's the game plan to make it happen from your point of view?
Yeah. So, you know, as we kind of stood back and as I said, you know, we were trying to figure out how can we really build equity? How are we building equity? And what are the things that really are going to be the drivers? And they are in creating economic opportunity. And I think for, you know, young people to get a solid education is so much a part of that. And, you know, when we thought about, okay, you know, it's all well and good to do scholarship programs, but how we're doing them and how we're focusing our efforts is a big part of cracking that nut, frankly, because you can't just think about it in terms of, okay, great, we want to give away a bunch of scholarships. People are going to think that's nice. It's not about giving away the scholarships. It's about helping these students gain the access and actually graduating. So even when we think about our college scholarship program, and again, we have two of them. One's called Uplift. We're in 20 cities throughout the United States, and that's for incoming community college students. We built
that
program to not just be about funding the scholarships. We built it around having access to both academic education and trade education. Academics might not be for everyone. So how are we going to make sure that we're also including upskilling and reskilling and skilling in general to these students? And then we also built in, thank you, wraparound support. So let's say you're one of these, you know, lucky students who gets a scholarship and he or she is able to pursue that education and their car breaks down or they can't afford books or they don't have food at home. And we can do a whole other podcast again, Larry, about food insecurity on campus.
We have
funding that's part of this whole program that is for those wraparound supports. So we have counselors in the schools. The students can go and say, hey, I've got an issue. I can't make it to class for whatever the reason is. Something's becoming a barrier. And we provide those resources as well. So it's about actually getting people good paying jobs at the end. It's not about just giving away the scholarships.
I think that's great. And it sounds to me like you're working it through school counselors, or how are you getting the word out to the kids? How are you getting the word out?
Go ahead, Rachel.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, Charlene's being super shy. You know, what I want to make sure that we get across here is that in support of everything she just said, you know, PepsiCo Foundation has really locked arms with our other coalition members to really bring those wraparound supports to our K-12 students earlier than the opportunity when they may go to community college or they may go to a four-year degree or go get a four-year degree, I should say. And really it's all about making sure that we're exposing students earlier. And by exposing students, we want to make sure that all students have opportunity to access these resources that Charlene was talking about at a much earlier age. So I think that, you know, the PepsiCo Foundation has really, I'd like to say, made a very bold commitment with our other partners to really try to do this in it's why we call it the coalition, you know, join hands, lock arms,
work it together.
And do it bigger and work it together, right? And so, you know, what she was saying about school counselors and things, like, we are trying to get this curriculum and content out into the hands of our educators equally as much then is get the word out to our school counselors and those decision makers and influencers, like those who influenced Charlene's life, right, in her personal pathway, making sure that everybody's aware of this, because there's so many people that touch students' lives during the course of a school year that you just never know who can influence someone in such a personal and profound way.
Beautifully said.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And I have to say something. You know, the whole idea of support, okay, is something that we sometimes lose track of. Okay,
mm-hmm.
we're happy to give the money. You know, happy. You know what I mean? We want to give the money to the kids to pay their tuition, a scholarship,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. But there's a lot more that goes into success. Okay, and today sometimes they call that social emotional education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just being able to cope with things. But also, you need food. Okay, you read,
mm-hmm.
everybody reads those stories about the kids who live on ramen noodles for 3 years, okay, which
mm-hmm.
isn't healthy, by the way, okay, for 3 years is your 24-hour-a-day diet, okay, it's not good. And so this whole idea of support, okay, especially for kids who maybe have a lower socioeconomic situation, okay, is really, really important. And I want to ask something else. Thank you, Rach. Okay, Charlene, you're focusing this, and because I'm a big fan of community colleges, you're focusing this on community colleges, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, and what gave you that idea? Because that's really smart. Okay, these are the less expensive, great stepping stones to a 4-year education. I don't think enough people realize that, to tell you the truth. I'm a big fan of community colleges. Just talk about how that, if you can, how that little bit came about. I think it's cool. Charlene?
Sure. So I think we sort of have two things here. One is the community college program,
yep.
which is for students who have, you know, matriculated or, you know, graduated from high school. And then we have the STEM Coalition, which is the program we're doing with Discovery Education, which is for high school students.
I thought
right.
they were kind of tied a little bit. Yeah.
Well,
keep going.
There's a relationship. Yeah. So there's a relationship. And I think, you know, for us, and just thinking about the students who may be in junior high school, you know, even starting earlier than that, exposing them and making them feel like there is a place for them in some of these areas that maybe they haven't been exposed to. You know, for students of color and for young girls, they may not have seen someone who looks like them in this type of career, or they may
That's
not
right.
have encouragement
mm-hmm.
in terms of pursuing math, in terms of pursuing some of these science degrees. And, you know, frankly, these are the careers that are more higher paying than some of the other careers. And so if we're not exposing them,
yeah.
we're not building
yeah.
equity. So we know there's underrepresentation, and we can look at those numbers. We can say, okay, there's fewer Hispanic students than white students and fewer, but, you know, we know across the board, like it's simply underrepresentation. And so if we don't get into the school systems, if we don't get into K-12, and we don't offer and fund, frankly, as you were saying, corporations' responsibility in this and all of our responsibility
yeah.
in this, make sure there is funding and programs there that the educators can avail themselves of and provide this exposure, it's not going to happen. So that's
mm-hmm.
why this program is so important, so critical. And frankly, you know, again, we're about impact. We're not about just, you know, giving away scholarships or making sure the curriculum is out there. We're about, like, let's make sure that it's high quality. Let's make sure it's going through a path. Let's make sure we're working with the right partners like Discovery Ed, who know their stuff better than anybody. And so all these choices are absolutely critical when you're building out a program.
Yeah, and by the way, you're right. They do know it better than anybody. They do a great job of reaching into
the really
K-12
do.
Education.
Yep,
they
really
do.
I appreciate Rachel and the whole team.
I work with them
yeah,
all the
yeah.
time. Yeah, Rachel's amazing. Rachel's amazing.
Thank you.
You know, and I mean, it's just incredible the way they build these things as needed. That, and I'll just say, just, you know, during the pandemic, okay, when schools were in such great need, they really stepped up and all that. It's really a great company. There you go, Rach. How's that? Is that
Thank
good?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank
it's
you.
True. I work with you guys all the time, okay, and I just love it. What are you hearing? I'll ask Rachel. Rachel, mm-hmm. I don't think I ever asked you this before. I'm always asking our guests, but as you develop, the STEM Careers Coalition. What are you hearing from educators about it? Okay, what's the feedback? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the early feedback is, you know, very on point to where we started in the beginning is, you know, getting kids excited about careers, period. Showing them people, like Charlene said, that look like them, that sound like them, showing them pathways. And we feel very confident that we have accomplished that to date. However, recent feedback that we've received from some educators connected to a couple projects we're doing with the STEM Careers Coalition was asking us to think about reaching back even further to the little.
Ah.
Okay, we're talking like the K to five.
Yep.
And not that we would show them the same type of content or resources that we're showing our older kids, but that we start to talk about skill building as an early entry point into career development. Okay, so our educators in that K to five space have been very vocal and said, listen, we want to start to have these conversations earlier and not wait till they're in, you know, upper high school, right? So what can you guys do as, you know, builders of the STEM Careers Coalition to kind of be responsive to what we're looking for? So I would say that's the first part of immediate feedback that we are now responding
great,
to.
Great information.
And I would say the second one is really about continuing to diversify our partners. And it means, like, the type of industries that they're representing. And some of our educators are calling out, you know, depending upon where they may teach, right? If depending on what kind of business or industry might be the predominant, right? So you think about healthcare or the skilled trades. I mean, Larry, you and I have talked about the skilled trades on several episodes now.
Absolutely.
And we'll continue to talk about that. And I think that ties nicely with, you know, Charlene's point about community colleges. You know, the skilled trades, like you can go right from a vo-tech pathway into, you know, a career and technical 2-year degree and make really, really wonderful careers from skilled trades industries. So those are just a couple things that are our immediate right now, just, again, being responsive to what our educators are telling us.
Exactly. And by the way, regarding that, the trades, if any of you listening have anybody's going to be a plumber, please have them call me immediately. Okay, and they can make $150,000 a year coming out of the box. Okay, go try to find a plumber. We're always talking about engineers. Go try to find a plumber. Okay, it's unbelievable. All right, it really is. Charlene, what are you hearing back as you develop these things? And that's your job, is to find the need and develop the program. Okay, that makes sense for educators to share with their students. What do you hear as you're doing all this? How do you measure your success and all that sort of stuff? What are you hearing?
Well, we measure our success in, you know, with longitudinal thinking, which is, where do these students actually land, and how successful are they really being in the world, and have we actually built equity? So the question, again, is not around how do we make the STEM coalition curricula available or how do we make the scholarships available, but in the end, you know, if it doesn't result in a well-paying job and people kind of, doing better than their parents or doing better than they did before, it's sort of like, you know,
You said the word before. You said something interesting. You said, you said a lot of things interesting, but this struck me. You said you want generational success.
Right.
Okay? You used that term, and I thought that was a very important term. You want to change people's mindsets from, oh, we're stuck in this lower socioeconomic class, to no, we can get out of this and make it great for the next five generations. And that's a very important term. That's, I thought, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really how we think of it. I mean, it's not about the quick hit or just the quick funding. It's about being sustainable over time. And, you know, we know these patterns in education. We know how things turn out when people can have a better foundation as they get into the world, and, you know, so important for young people. So again, you know, I think sort of the 360 view of, okay, how do we expose students young, particularly students of color and young girls?
Yeah.
How do we support
yes.
them to get into
yes.
college? how do we support them into graduating, and how do we ultimately make sure that they land in a career? So, you know, those aren't simple things to crack either, you know, because students can graduate, you lose track of them, whatever, but, you know, we are pursuing tracking the students and really making sure that the programs we are running are being effective. And then the other thing I'll say is just sort of like it's more of a PepsiCo ethos, but, you know, we are nimble. We are open to seeing what works. And you know what? If we need to tweak, make a change, I mean, we feel like we're pretty on the mark with things, but, you know, we take a hard look at data. And are we being effective? Are there things we need to modify? And I will say, talking to people like you, Larry, and, of course, being informed by Rachel, you know, it's fine for us to do academic research and kind of build out a program, but talking to experts like you really also helps to inform the way we shape our programs.
Thank you for calling me an expert. I'm going to copy this show and show it to my wife and my mom. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Really, especially my wife. Yeah, especially my wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't think I'm an expert, but I am, Carolyn. I am an expert. Okay.
You know your stuff.
I know my stuff. Okay. I try anyway. You know, I have to ask you this, Charlene. You know, you are you're trained as an engineer. Okay, and now you're in philanthropy, okay, the side of the foundation, all right? And as you look at education, and these have been weird years the last couple of years, okay,
yes.
And all the pressures of education, what's your view of education these different outside eyes looking down upon us all? Rachel's in it every day. She's in it every 24/7. She's there 24/7, 365. This is all she thinks about. But you look at it with different eyes. I know that's.
I do, and I don't have children. But what I will say again, just, you know, I think we all kind of bring things back to not only just the academic research we do, but, you know, the personal element. I mean, I have educators in my family. My mom was a teacher. My sister's a teacher, and I know from day to day the blood, sweat, and tears. And it's all day sometimes, and it's weekends. And, you know, what educators do, our teachers are doing with so much care and so much concern for the next generation. And so what I saw over the pandemic, I mean, I think, first of all, the thing that I really love about Discovery Education is that they have digital access. So when all these students had to go digital. I mean, talk about, like, you couldn't just get the books to them or write something on the blackboard, right? I mean, it was a lot harder. We had this whole digital divide. And Discovery Education not only already had curricula, you know, up there for students, for educators to be able to pull down, but they also, you know, were very generous in terms of offering access to school systems who didn't have it. And so we had a lot of conversations about that. It was critically important. But I think also, you know, the way teachers had to bend over backwards over these past couple of years and are now only, you know, still kind of struggling to get their footing, I think that there's a lot of open eyes to that. And so as we think about how to roll out these programs through Discovery Education and the way that they think about things, you know, they're very aware of that. And so, you know, I think just being, number one, know the hard work and grit that these teachers are bringing and how, you know, loving and caring they are with these students. It really is quite individual. So I think it's a mix of all those things, Larry.
Yeah, and it's good to hear from outside eyes. Rachel, tell everybody how they get in touch with STEM Careers Coalition, okay, and what they should look for over there. Rachel Scheffler, everybody, the senior director. And my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Well, we have a website that all of this great content is housed on, so it's at stemcareerscoalition.org. You can also reach it, you know, the pathway through discoveryeducation.com. The stemcareerscoalition.org website is the one-stop location for all things STEM careers. So you can find out information about our partners who have joined us in this journey, as well as all of the great content that we've created for our teachers, for students, and also our after-school kiddos and locations there. So, we have you know, the whole gamut covered. And again, you know, appreciate the opportunity to partner with PepsiCo Foundation, and you know, really has given us that lead way to provide resources that teachers are really looking for the most in their classrooms.
There you go. And I will now, as we wind down the show, This is for Charlene. Are you ready, Charlene?
I don't know, Larry. You're scaring me.
So here we
sure.
go. Here we go. Here we go. You ready? If I can remember this from my youth, when you say Pepsi, please, you're putting yourself among people who, I can't remember the words, and people who think young. Remember that? So go ahead and take a drink and be as young as you think. Pepsi. That's it. Pepsi. There you go.
Beautiful, Larry. That was beautiful. That was
nice
right
job,
up there
Larry.
With Whitney Houston.
Thank you.
Singing the national
anthem.
I'm just
going to remember the words. Yeah, when you say Pepsi, please, people. I can't remember the words. People. So anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. True confessions. I always like Pepsi better than Coke. It's true. I always did. Okay, there you
thank
go.
Thank you, Larry.
Charlene,
we appreciate your
Charlene now on her way to Cannes with the name Charlene Denizard. Fantastic. Okay, great name. Okay.
Thank you.
Cannes. Okay. Thank you, Charlene. It's a pleasure to know you. I hope we stay in touch.
Rantham, yes, I would love to. Thank you so much, Larry.
Yeah, and I do know Rantham and King Philip High School, by the way, just so you know that.
Yeah, it's
I
been a minute since I was there, Larry, I will say.
Well, not that long. Not really that long. Come on. Yeah. You weren't there when, let's put it this way, you weren't there when King Philip himself was there, the old Indian guy. Okay, so,
very true. Thank you
that.
So much for the opportunity, Larry. Really appreciate it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
There.
You're always welcome here. And Rachel, my good friend, thank you, my dear. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry.
You are welcome. Okay, both of you guys, take care. Enjoy the summer. Okay?
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. PepsiCo Foundation, everybody, through the STEM Careers Coalition from Discovery Education. STEMCareersCoalition.com, I believe. But you can just Google it. Okay? That's cool. And the PepsiCo Foundation. All right? And I got to thank my good friend over at Discovery, Grace Maliska, for helping me put together the show. Thank you, Grace. You deserve that shout-out. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Learn about everything we do at ace-ed.org, and thanks for listening.